Welcome back to another video. I'm the Backyard Buddha, and this is my friend Jill Moore. Did you know that right now, as this breeze, we're here in Flagstaff, Arizona, as this breeze comes along, goes through these trees, which sounds fucking amazing. It sounds like a scene out of a movie, something out of a movie. Did you know that you are in the middle of a war? And this war is the war of your mind. You see, what we have here, specimen A, specimen B, are two sacks of meat. Now these sacks of meat, they need stuff. They require liquids and put shit in the mouths of them to go into the belly to digest. And you see, there is a biological aspect to having a meat suit that they don't really tell you about. Similarly to if you have a vehicle, a car, you don't change the oil in your car, eventually you're gonna start having some problems. You're gonna start seeing some weird things happening. Some sputtering, some grinding, horrible, horrible things. Not the good kind of grinding either. So, hello B. So your body wants shit. It wants, it craves things. And when you introduce certain things to your body, the cravings can deepen. They can become addictions, right? Nicotine, alcohol, drugs, various other things. I used to be addicted to the Tramadol, Vicodin, Oxycontin, all sorts of shit. I used to eat it like candy. That was one thing I was really, really addicted to. Actually overdosed, thankfully didn't die. So our bodies have cravings, they want stuff. And one real big craving is to just survive. Now, the kind of angle we're looking at here in this video is the angle of, let's say, like Darwinism. There's a good book called The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins, who talks about this a lot. Your body has a desire to stay in a certain homeostasis, right? It wants to be in a certain balance, a certain level of comfort, and it doesn't really want to do stuff. Now, if you examine the spiritual side of things, like Eckhart Tolle's teachings, you have the egoic mind. The mind is like an entity. You could think of it also like an artificial intelligence or like a parasite. And it exists to also survive. It wants you to identify with it, with the voice in your head, so you keep thinking thoughts and keep finding things wrong with the present moment. That's one really telltale sign that you're stuck in your head. There's something wrong with the present moment. You're missing something. You're lacking something. You can't just relax into the natural inherent, always already here, ever present beauty and perfection that is this moment. I mean, look, we're fucking, there's trees and shit. You're alive. If we take that into account for a second, you're alive. Watching this video, you're alive. You're alive. That's crazy. You couldn't be. What if you die 10 seconds from now? I bet that realization would start to really creep in a lot more profoundly and powerfully, right? So your mind wants you to identify with it. So you keep strengthening it so it can survive. So it too wants to stay in a homeostasis. You have your emotional pain body. I'm not talking about the good emotions, which is your natural state of being. I'm talking about the negative emotions. So again, looking at Eckhart Tolle's teachings, you have an emotional pain body. This is dormant, latent pain, sort of like in hibernation, pain that you've experienced through your past time living on this planet here. You've been exposed to certain painful experiences, and this, you've kind of developed this pain body that has stuck with you, and most of the time it's dormant, and it varies from person to person. Some people's pain bodies are more active than others. Some people, they rarely get triggered. A client I work with, she got really triggered by one of my videos yesterday, which is amazing. That's a really, really great thing. We should embrace triggers because they point the way to where unconsciousness is still present, where pain is still present, where we're not totally, you know, embracing a certain aspect of ourselves or something that happened, whatever it might be. So she actually got triggered. And when we get triggered, this pain body rises up to feed, and it loves pain. It wants to thrive on the pain, right? I don't agree with that. How could you do that? Or if there's nobody to Jill, why don't you like my jacket? If there's no one necessarily to argue with, if Jill's not here, The cat's gone. There's no bees, no wind. Can't bitch at anything. I have to attack myself. The pain body will actually attack you. It'll actually use you for its ammunition. Oh, what's wrong with my life? I'm fucking shit at this. I can't do that. This, you know, that fucking thing I did 7 years ago, and I'm still guilty over it. I can't really let it go, you know. What about that tomorrow? What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? I have to do that tomorrow. But I'm not really not good enough. You know, I'm really not the best at it. Oh, I gotta go to work. Fucking, and I gotta wake up. And I just wanna lay in bed. Life. It's taking you out of the present moment. The beauty, the amazing beauty of the present moment. The perfection. Of the present moment. So the pain body, that too wants to stay in a state of homeostasis. You are going to die. You're gonna die.
You're gonna die, man.
You're gonna die. And that's okay. But what's not okay is to be run by all of these biological drives, sack of meat, food, feed me, I gotta poop, I need a shower. The ego, the mind, feeling superior, inferior, separate, other, judging, self-attacking, pain body, right? Negative emotions, needing to thrive on more negative emotions. There's a war between living in this perpetual loop of staying the same person, same fears, same shit, year after year after year, and embracing why you actually came to this planet, the person you actually came here to be, your true self, actualizing your true potential and walking. Each step you take, each moment you take, each breath you take, embodying the potential. Because, you know, when I look at you, when I look at someone on the street, that's what's at play, right? There's two sides I'm seeing when I look in their eyes. I see the unconsciousness, the desire to stay comfortable, withdrawn, right? And some people I see, they get really old, and they're not as taking more, as any risks. Right, they're more bitter. Trump, fucking liberal. Right, got my shotgun on my porch.
Pitchfork.
Tobacco. Right, and they're really bitter and hardened and crystallized in their own beliefs. They've moved more into comfort, which is like hardened them like cement, versus expansive. Eckhart Tolle has a great book called A New Earth. He talks about how somebody that he was speaking with, who was dying on her deathbed, she like was just going crazy because she thought someone stole her grandmother's ring because it was so important. Eckhart Tolle was like, well, you realize that eventually you're gonna have to get over the fact that, you know, the ring's gone. Like, how much longer do you want to spend feeling like shit about a ring, right? And she was like, didn't really agree with it. And she thought about it for like a day or two, and she was good. And as she got closer to her death, she started glowing, right? Embracing life. And that's truly where our power lies. Fear is ego. What we truly are, if you want to take it as source, awareness, soul, spirit, whatever the fuck, that's that. Fear is incapable of touching that. Fear is only in the ego. The ego, and the ego knows that. That's why it's so fucking scary. The fear of death is so fucking scary, because it's not actually your fear. You're sensing, right? You're sensing the ego, the egoic entity, the identity, the character. You can sense its own fear, right? You ever see someone, you know, walk into the room, they're really pissed off. They don't need to say they're pissed off. You can fucking tell they're pissed off. In a similar fashion, you're carrying this fucking entity with you, emotional entity and mental entity, thought forms, that are trying to suck energy from you, consciousness from you, to keep you identified, thinking you're it, so it can strengthen itself. But even in that attempt, that vain attempt, it knows secretly, deep fucking down, that it will die at some point. All forms are doomed to die. But awareness, source, these things, that's not a form. It's energy. It's indestructible. It's unfathomable. It's imageless. You can't even fucking conceptualize it. You can't visualize it. You can only know it as awareness, right? Because you're awareness. Being present to the moment, being aware. So this is the battle that's raging right now in your day-to-day fucking life. This second, right now, you watching this video, you're at war with your fears, giving into them, comforts, insecurities, anxieties, anger, judgment. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. No. No. You'd vote for Trump. No, I can't. I can't. And your higher self, your passions, your excitement. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win this war?
Oh, you want
this
me to say
something? This is a feature video for Jill.
Well, you said a lot of stuff, so let's kind of try and unpack that, right? Talked about fear of death, talked about living in the present moment, talked about making the most of the life that you have now in this body, in this personality, the best you can, right? So let's talk about that first. When you don't feel good, you can't do good. So the first thing that I would say is figure out where you don't feel good. Do you have literal pain in your body? I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia in 2016, and I was in so much pain. So I really can empathize and identify with people that are having, you know, body aches, body pains, things like that. What really helped me was self-love, was focusing on how can I feel my very best so that I can help others feel their very best. And so I took self-love to not in a selfish way. It doesn't mean you throw away all your relationships, you only focus on yourself, you're super selfish.
In the beginning.
Well, maybe in the beginning. I mean, sometimes you need like a little recharge, right? You need to get away, or you need to kind of hole up in your, you know, your favorite place in your house and just really think through like
Netflix cocoon.
No, I don't mean Netflix. I don't mean that. I mean, really deep diving, deep diving into what you're feeling. I'm thinking all these thoughts that make me feel bad. I'm dwelling on guilt and shame over past events. I'm dwelling on this pain that's in my body. You know, I want to make it feel better, but I don't know how. Dwelling on a fear of death, right? So I feel like self-love is the first step. Just being able to say, I deserve, I love myself enough to do good things for myself, to try and solve these problems that I'm currently experiencing and do something about them in a positive way. There's many ways that you can do things about them in not so positive ways, right? There's self-medicating. There's beating yourself up. There's negative...
Beating up your partner.
Beating up your partner. Negative self-talk.
Where's that sandwich?
Get in the kitchen and make my fucking food.
Cheese with mayo.
Shut up. I wish I'd never told you now. I used to really like to eat
cheese. Tap that subscribe button if you like cheese and mayo and white bread.
It was never white bread, Dante. I didn't say, I said bread. I really used to like, okay, so let's go back. I was having a lot of pain in my body. I was eating all the wrong things that were causing me pain in my body. I had to biohack my way through to figure out what felt good for me and what I could change on my own, without prescription meds, without advice from the medical community. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying stop going to the doctor. I'm not saying the medical community is crap. I'm just saying sometimes you have to go on a little experiential journey, like a little experiment during your recharge period, which is not necessarily Netflix and cocoon. Although Netflix can be, you know, a small part of it, that's okay too. But the bigger part of it should be the self-examination. Why am I not feeling good? What kind of thoughts am I thinking? What kind of foods am I eating? Am I getting outside and getting some fresh air and vitamin D? Am I getting out in nature? Am I enjoying animals? Do I have a spiritual practice that I can lean on? Do I have a morning routine that I can lean on? These things, you kind of have to think through it and biohack your way through and do a little experimentation and see what works best for you. So I would say, if you're feeling crap, you start with self-love, making the decision, I love myself enough, I deserve to feel good. I deserve to feel good. End of story. Then you move on to the biohacking, right? Of the different elements of your life. So let's talk a little bit about fear of death. So I think a lot of people fear death because they know that they're not taking good care of themselves and they feel guilty about that. And then they think, oh my God, I'm contributing to my own death. And then they get in the cycle of like, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. If I don't stop doing this, I'm gonna die. If I don't stop vaping, I'm gonna die. If I don't stop smoking, I'm gonna die. If I don't stop eating these, you know, bad, not bad, nothing's good or bad, but if I don't stop eating these things that don't make me feel good, maybe I'm gonna die. But the truth of the matter is, just as Dante said, we are all going to die. Every living thing dies. Plants, animals, parents, and yes, even us. And the sooner that we accept that this life has a cycle to it, that we can make the best of it while we're here, and move towards the thought of, you know what? We're all gonna do this. We're all gonna go to this phase of physical death. The meat sack is gonna collapse and my spirit, my energy is going to go wherever you believe it's gonna go, yeah? So coming to peace with the fact that you're going to die, starting to think about how you can celebrate it. Some people think that's really morbid, but I'm telling you now, it's gonna happen. So why not think about what kind of celebration you want to have at the end of your life? You're laying there, you're thinking through your life. Do you want to be thinking, oh God, I wish I would have said this to this person. I wish I would have said I love you more to that person. I wish I would have eaten more fruits and vegetables. I wish I wouldn't have smoked. I wish I would have taken better care of my body. Why wait? Don't wait for the deathbed scenario. Have it now while you're alive. That's the beautiful thing, is you're alive. We are alive out here in these beautiful trees, breathing fresh air, right? And we are alive right this minute. You watching this, you're alive right this minute. So what do you want to do? How do you want to make an impact in this world? How do you want to be laying on your deathbed when your meat sack is getting ready to kick it? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel like you did everything you wanted to do? Every single thing? Or do you want to
have all regret? Of them?
Yes, all of them. Or do you want to have regret? I don't think anybody wants to be on their deathbed and feel regret. I think you want to feel peace and satisfaction that you lived your fullest life, whatever that means to you. And think about what you want people to say about you. Yeah? At the celebration of your life.
She had a fat
ass. Is that what you're going to say about
she
me?
She made some really bomb creme brulee. No, I really agree with what you're saying. And I love that you said, you know, in order to do good, you have to feel good. And that's really where it comes in. And I think this is a great, great point, because I think traditionally this is really misinterpreted and misunderstood by people. They hear, okay, to do good, I gotta feel good. So what I'm gonna do to feel good is stick a nice Big Mac in my mouth and have a joint, man.
Yeah, but just examine, like, how does it really make you feel? How does it make you feel to eat a Big Mac? Do you feel sick after?
We're in the present moment, baby.
How do you feel after you smoke that joint and the effects of that temporary high goes away?
Exactly. I really believe that, you know, being present to the moment, right? Being alive, being tapped in to the higher parts of yourself. When the thoughts have died down and you're right here, right now. Okay, take a moment with us, just for a sec. Just get really present for a moment. Set your mind down for a second, just be right here with us in this video for just a sec. In this place, the more and more you come to this place, it's not like, you know, let me have sex without the condom because it feels fucking 50% better. It's not, let me stick the Big smack in my mouth. No, it's super present. If being more present to the moment, if the price of peace was a loss in consciousness, loss in awareness, it would not be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it. So as the more present you become, present to the moment, the more aware you become, the higher and higher levels of consciousness rise, evolve, transform, the more you become aware of, no, it's not the momentary pleasure things. It's actually the things that are most challenging. But you're not coming at from it like a, oh, I gotta try harder to do it. Oh, no, it's a letting go of all these fucking fears and shit, which are sucking this parasite, the egoic entity, the pain body, sucking your energy every moment. And the meat sack itself needing different, you know, give me food, give me that, sex, all these things, leeching energy. When you start to cut the anchor cords to these things, using, I love how Jill mentioned, somebody mentioned biohacking, right? Eating more fruits and vegetables, cutting out fucking shitty habits and stuff. The more you do this, the more momentum you're going to start acquiring. And as you start letting go of all these different things, bit by bit by bit, becoming more and more present, you realize it's not gotta try harder. No, as you let go, you simply rise up and you realize, oh my God, these things that are most challenging help me to stay present. Help me to tap into these greater parts of myself that if I don't nurture like a plant, they're going to fucking die. And that's where you see these people who are just, it's kind of like, it's kind of fucked up to talk about. Kind of a dark, touchy subject, but you kind of see people who maybe homeless people or you know, addicts, you know, junkies, let's say, and they've been doing hard drugs for a very long fucking time. If you have a conversation with someone who's been doing a lot of fucking hard drugs for a long fucking time, sometimes they're kind of really out there and they're kind of gone now, right? You've seen the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he starts going crazy and you find out at the end of the movie. I mean, you don't really know because he doesn't reveal it, you know, the director, but they have these things called totems, right? And you use the totem, maybe it's a die, you roll the dice or you spin the top. And if it stops, if it keeps spinning or it doesn't maybe feel the way you know it to be because it's your fucking totem or doesn't, you know, land in the right way, then that means you're still in the dream, you're still in the dream world. So in a similar fashion, at the end of the movie, you have the sense, the interpretation that Leonardo DiCaprio is stuck in the dream. He never woke up. Some people never wake up. Some people, if you make enough comfort decisions, you might not wake up. And that's why, as coaches and fellow humans in the trenches with you, that's why we care about you so much. We love you because we do not want that for you. You deserve to have an amazing life and tap into the greater parts of yourself because that's what makes life truly living. If you just fucking turn into this little like turd floating through life on the fucking ocean of the toilet ocean of life, like you're gonna die having never came to this planet doing, you know, to do what you came here to do as one angle of looking at it, right? I don't know, people who believe in different shit, maybe as one angle of looking at it, you came here for a purpose, to share your unique talents and gifts with the world, to make this world a better place, to love yourself and love other people and leave the world slightly better.
I love that. That's awesome. Yes. My meat sack has a cramp in its hip, so I'm going to shift this way and hope that's okay with everyone. See this? This is like something I need to let go of. And I know. Vaping is something I need to let go of. It's not good for my lungs. I quit smoking cigarettes. I was a smoker for years and years, since I was 15 years old. Off, on, off, on. And then I moved to these and they helped me cut out the cigarettes, but I'm still smoking the vape, okay? Maybe some of you can identify with that. Now, Dante and I had a talk about this last night, and you know, he was like, think about how much better you can breathe if you don't do that. Think about how much better you'll feel if you don't do that. And I recognize.
And switch, right? Baby stepping it.
Baby stepping it, yeah. So I and he asked me like, why do you feel you still need to do it? And I said, I don't know, it's like my last vice. It's like, I feel like I've given everything else up, you know? I wanna have a vice. Don't you feel that way sometimes? I wanna have a vice. God, you know, let me just have one thing. Can I just fucking have one thing? Well, this is now my one thing, but it's gotta go. Because it doesn't make me feel does it make me feel my very, very best? If I tell you I feel amazing, I'm telling you right now, it's at 98%. I want to get to 100. I want to get to 100. Don't you? I want to feel amazing for years and years and years and years. You know, I think we have the potential to live far beyond what, you know, we think we can live. Like, I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm probably going to die around 75, 85. Maybe as you start taking better care of your body, your meat sack, your physical being, that you'll start to think, well, maybe I can live a little bit longer. Or maybe you have a disease, right? Dis-ease. Dis-ease. And you want to feel better. So maybe start to think about, what are some of the things that I can change in my life that I'm willing to change? Take some baby steps, right? Coaches are always available to help you. Take baby steps to let go of the things that don't make you feel good, okay? So it makes me feel good while I'm holding it. It makes me feel good when I smoke it. But on the long term, it doesn't make me feel good. You know, I can't breathe as well as I'd like to. And I want to baby step my way out of this. But first, I'm going to take a long drag on it.
Be trading up, right? We had a discussion about getting some Ignite CBD pens. CBD is like the antichrist of nicotine, where nicotine adds to stress, adds to anxiety, adds to jitteriness, adds to lack of focus, you know, more of this unconsciousness. Something like CBD relieves anxiety, promotes calmness, helps with sleep, whole bunch of different fucking benefits. So trading up, going from coffee to fucking tea, and then from tea to fucking mud water. You go to www, I'm not sponsored yet, motherfuckers, www.mudwtr.com, mudwtr.com, you can get some mud water, $40 for a month's supply. Has amazing shit in it, like chaga mushroom, reishi mushroom, helps you become more calm. Turmeric reduces inflammation, which is the primary fucking culprit when it comes to disease and you getting sick and shit. Mm. Right? Lion's mane really helps with focus, productivity, helps with social anxiety, has 1/7 the level of caffeine that coffee does, which contributes to more inflammation and stress, stress hormones like cortisol, epinephrine, all these fucked up fucking things. So be trading up. Be conscious about how you're feeling. This is a battle. It's a war. And you know, what we led into this video with is one of the things is you're gonna fucking die. A couple days ago, I woke up at 2 a.m. and I was fucking flooded, my whole entire being flooded with a great, great, profound sense of fear that I was gonna die. I came face to face with this realization. I tried to distract myself, tried to do deep breathing, I tried everything. And then eventually I just had to accept it. You know, it's kind of like when you have a migraine. It's like eventually it's like, fuck. And then eventually you're just like, it's just like, like railing you for fucking, you know, raping your mind for like 5 hours until the migraine goes away. In a similar fashion, this fear of death was raping my entire fucking being. And eventually I just had to accept it. Totally. Like, yeah, I'm going to die. And when I did that, two things came to mind, two realizations. One of them was, life is really precious. Mm. It's amazing. It's fucking, this is beautiful. And the second was, we waste a lot of fucking goddamn time. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing, that's weird. That's a little weird. Why is that happening? So let, not necessarily fear of your death, because you're timeless, but let your awareness and sense of your ego's death really start to heighten your awareness and presence. Because I think this is, I'm not exactly sure on this. You've heard some things in different books and stuff, but this is just me kind of going off the cuff now. Don't take it, you know, verbatim as concrete things. It's just my perspective. I think that being really close with that fear and that awareness of that, once that reaches a certain like boiling point, climax, you can't really ever go back. Like, the fear is so latent in you, the awareness of like, wow, I am gonna die. You have to kind of make peace with it, and you kind of transcend to a new state of being where you recognize, and not in like a, I'm in a new state of, and you viewer are in a lower state. No, but like, I'm gonna fucking die. And what do I want to do with the time I have here on this planet? And I don't want to, like, piss all over the time I have left by intaking things that are going to make me derpy and even contribute to a speedy death. Life is beautiful. In Eckhart Tolle's book, Power of Now, in the beginning section, he talks about a homeless guy sitting on a crate begging for change. And then guy comes along, he's like, hey, look. Look what's in your crate. And the guy picks the crate up. It's a whole bunch of gold. He's like, what? Oh my fucking, the whole time? He's like, yeah. And Eckhart Tolle's like, I'm that guy trying to show you your awareness. Why? Because when you're aware and you're present, you can tap into the beauty, your natural inherent beauty. This is not finite. Think about how fucking fucked up and weird it is that every day we wake up for a split second, we're in that present, and then it's immediately gone, vanishes. And we're thinking about, oh, I gotta do this, and I'm fucking, And we totally lose sight of the fact that you woke up, you're breathing. Like there's energy in your body. That's insane. We're like snobby little rich kids that inherited like $1 billion. I'm gonna go do heroin with my fucking dad. My dad didn't fucking did anything for me. Fucking, I only got a Lamborghini Aventador. Fucking, I ain't got the money. It's ridiculous. You have so much wealth. So much wealth. We have to feel good, as Jill says. Feel good in order for you to do good. Part of feeling good is getting present to the moment. Part of feeling good is auditing your behaviors and really pinpointing, is it mind, pain, body, meat sack? Like, what is actually running my decisions right now? How much of your day is actually spent you deliberately choosing things versus something within you that is not you choosing things?
Mm. That was really good. Really good. You know, it's funny. I think so many of us, I know I've been in this place too, where, you know, my thoughts run me. It starts first thing in the morning and it goes all day. You know, negative self-talk. It starts like the minute that you wake up. Like Dante said, what do I got to do today? Oh my God, I got to deal with this person. I got to do that thing. You know, and then, you know, maybe you go to the bathroom, you look in the mirror and you're like, God damn, I look like shit. Right? Not being able to accept yourself, not being able to love yourself, not being able to do the things you want to do. How many times do we say, I know I should quit. I know. But we don't. Why? Because our ego says, no, you really like it. You really, really like it. Keep doing it. It's good. It's good. You like it. You get to have your one vice. That's just your mind. If you go inside and ask yourself, who do I want to be? What did I come here to do? God, that's an important question. What did I come here to do? And that can be anything you want it to be. And then go for it like a motherfucker. No more self-talk.
Yes.
No more negative self-talk.
Yes.
No more anti-self-love. No more I'm not worthy. No more it's too hard. No more, oh my God, I know I should do this or that or the other thing. No. Make the decision. You're only here for a finite amount of time. Live your best life.
You know, Jill's the queen of kindness, and she's helped me do so many kind things for people. And what I notice in myself when I do something kind for somebody, give something, I'm immediately lifted into an elevated state of being where I just feel amazing and all my problems I had seem so much smaller and I feel so much more capable of handling those challenges, handling those problems, which weren't really problems.
Yeah.
It was a certain perspective. So this is a war of attrition. This is a fucking battle happening every single day. And you have to fight and let your vice be enjoying the present moment. That's what we want to get to. That's the tip of the pyramid. Just enjoying your life. And let that moment, that pause, that long fucking echo. That could be your moment. Just enjoy the rest of your life. Be present from this moment onward. You're not dying. Ego's dying. Ego feels the need to do, 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 do. And this doesn't mean you can't do stuff. That's not what I'm saying. You can be present and you're guided by a different type of energy. Ego is run by thoughts. When you're present, when you're tapped into these higher parts of yourself, and I heard this from an Eckhart Tolle video, I love it, I've been using it consistently, you have access to a primordial intelligence, an intelligence that is not thinking. You're being guided because you're an extension of creation, of life itself, of absolute awareness, of infinity. Various names for it. You might call it God, Allah, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. The point being, you're being guided by that, by creation itself. So when you're present, when you start to have these moments of just lucidity, you wake up from the dream, it can be a little alarming or a little eerie, a little scary. Recognize who's actually being scared here. Because you might find the person looking out at this video through these eyes, the one that's scared is not actually you. It's this entity looking out through, back at us. And we're trying to communicate, muster up every fucking ounce of presence we have, and love and kindness and compassion to look back through that shit, through that fucking fog, the entity, whatever you want to call it, into your deepest parts of yourself, your awareness, your soul, your spirit, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and say, hey, you got this. You got to fight. You got to want it. You got to want to care about feeling good.
Let's win the battle. I say yes. Yeah?
Yes to Netflix. No, no, no.
No.
Yes to Baby Yoda. No, no, no.
Yes to feeling good. Yes to loving yourself. Yes to figuring out what you came here to do. Yes to letting go of things that no longer serve you and your highest good. Win the war.
This is your life. Regardless of your circumstances or position or scenario, it's irrelevant. Everything can be improved. One of my friends, Isaac, posted a collection of stories on Instagram yesterday. He said, you know, a person can fail multiple times. That doesn't take away from the fact that at any moment, you can change everything around and make it happen, okay? You can change everything around, regardless of what you've been through. I was hooked on drugs, you know, suicidal, cut myself, wanted to kill myself, various different things. I've come a very long way. You can begin your journey to coming a long way as well, to getting more and more present, eating more and more fruits and vegetables, not drinking caffeine anymore, putting the drugs down, putting the crack pipe down, putting the nicotine down, right? Reading books, going out into nature, hanging out with people that make you feel good, that you can have fun with, because that's a part of life too, enjoying it. Not work, but also enjoying life, enjoying the present moment, right? A sign that we're an ego is we're taking things really, really seriously. The war. You gotta win the war. No, you fuck the war. You laugh at the war, okay? Laugh at the war. That's your best path here, okay? Mm-hmm. Laugh at your situation. Laugh at the ego. You can't be serious. And like, whatever you fight, whatever you resist, persists, right? Oh, whatever you fight, strengthens. So laugh at it. Allow yourself to be childlike and playful, okay? There's no fear there. There's only love. Love is playful. Spontaneity. How do you access these greater parts of yourself? You quiet your mind, and then in that void, that seeming chasm of nothingness, spontaneity is born. You can make jokes. You have access to ideas, creative solutions you would have never been able to access prior if you were like thinking about stuff. So when you clear your mind, open up a space, you let your higher self, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it, come through, which is just you. You're an extension of it here to experience the world, to add your unique flavor to the world, to help and play. So don't let this video just be another fucking video you watch and then do nothing. Oh, that's really great. Oh, it's so good. No, laugh. Implement some of the things we're talking about. Meditate. Go into nature. Eat some more fruits and vegetables. Stop eating processed shit. Stop eating meat. Stop drinking coffee. Drink tea. Do it now. Order some mud water immediately.
Get some B12. Yeah. Get some B12 in your body. Get some B12. It will change you. I promise.
Stop hanging out with people that make you feel bad and discourage you.
Yes.
And complain and tear you down and say you can't do it.
Clean house.
Take everything apart. Clean. Yeah, wash your dishes. Do laundry.
Well, I actually meant like metaphorically clean house.
That's
like
you.
Move away from people that don't make you feel good. Yes.
And subscribe because we love you. We want to change your life. Okay?
Do love you.
So without further ado, thank you so much for watching this video. Jill, do you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Do you think they got a lot of value?
I think they got a ton of value. I hope they got a ton of value.
Do you know?
I know. I know they got value.
Brilliant. Okay. We'll see you next time, guys. We love you. Peace. Love. Namaste.